grandmother was living. She had three, four other little children. She had to put them all away to help take care of the other. So we had what you call worse than dogs, because the dogs have got it now better than we had it when we come along. I know, I remember one night I was out after I was free, and I didn't have nowhere to go. I didn't have nowhere to sleep. I didn't know what to sleep. My brother and I was together. So we knew a man that had a livery stable. And we crept in that yard and got in the one that had shut all the years. We slept in that hack all night long. So next morning, we could get out and go where we belong. We were afraid to go at night because we didn't know where to go. We didn't know what time to go. But we had got away from there and we were afraid to go back. So we kept slipping that thing all night until the next morning. And we got back where we belong before the people got up. As soon as the day comes, we got up and we had to go where we belong. But we never done that but the one time. After that, we always, if it was away, we tried to get back before the night came. And that was on a Sunday too, that we done that. Now, when we were slaves, we couldn't do that. And if we got free, we didn't know nothing. My mother, she didn't. She wanted places, bound us out for about a month. We stayed there, maybe.